Good morning. I'd like to welcome you to the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. We are here every Friday at 10:30 a.m. bringing you the good marketing gospel. We're not saving souls, we're saving businesses. We're saving jobs. We're saving our community. Now, if I save a soul, hey, that's okay. Might do some of that too. The mission here is to build strong businesses in our community so we can put our people to work. And we do that with business development, job creation, and service. So if you or anyone you know finds themselves at a business crossroads and not sure which way to turn, just turn on the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. You're going to get the information right here every Friday at 10:30 a.m. I am Robert Gatewood. I am the host of the show. Been doing this for about 8 years now, going on 8 years. And I'd like to thank everybody who makes this show possible, including Ms. Kathy Hughes of Radio One. They've been doing some great things in the community. They have an ongoing theme of empowerment, economic and otherwise, and we're glad to be on this platform. I'd like to thank Miss Karen Jackson, Mr. Ron Thompson. I also like to thank the engineer. And last and definitely not least, I want to thank you. Thank you, the listeners. Because it takes a smart person to go out and find the information they need in order to be successful. Nothing worse in this world than to think you know it all. Because the minute you stop learning, the minute you stop growing, it's all downhill. It's like the old Chinese proverb. The minute you are, as long as you're moving forward, things are fine. But the minute you stop moving forward, you're just going to fall over. Just going to tumble over. So, the mission of the show here is to build these strong businesses. Many of you guys out here are starting businesses. You're thinking about starting businesses. You got your toe one half, one toe in the pool, one toe out the pool. Wherever you are on the spectrum, I want you to join this show. I want you to listen in. If you know someone who's thinking about starting a business, have them to tune into this show. We are here every Friday. We bring a boatload of guests, talented professionals, people who are actually out here doing it. We're not just speculating here. We are actually doing it. And I'm glad to have this platform. So, the number here is 1-800-450-7876. 1-800-450-7876. If you care to join in the discussion today, because we're going to talk about several things today, have some exciting guests lined up. Later in the show, we're going to have Dr. Mildred Charles. If you have a young person out here, or if you know someone who is, they're at that crossroad in life, they're at that pivotal point. They're like that poet Robert Stevens said, two roads diverged in a yellow wood, and sorry I could not travel both, and look down one as far as I could to where it bent in the undergrowth, then to the other just as fair as heaven, perhaps so bright a claim. Anyway, I don't give the whole poem, but bottom line is you reach these crossroads in life. And some young people are trying to decide whether to go to a four-year college or is there something else. And the way student loans are racking up these days, I'm sure that has caused quite a few people to think. Kids go out here and get $100,000 in loans, then come back home and live in the basement. So now the parents are paying the loan and they're paying for the kid. So there's got to be a better way. So we're going to have Dr. Mildred Charles. She's going to come on the show later on. And she's going to talk about some alternative career and educational opportunities. So we're going to have that at the 11 o'clock hour. Later in the show, I'm going to talk about branding. We're going to talk about branding, and particularly branding in a digital age. Branding is branding regardless of the platform, but it has become more important now as we have social media, websites, and other things now. More platforms on which to brand. So we're going to talk about branding in the digital age. And I also want to welcome into the studio a very talented young lady. She has been out here shaking things up, making things happen. Glad to have her guest hosting with me today. That's none other than Miss Gina Young. Welcome to the show, Gina.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
We are glad to have you today. Just briefly introduce yourself to the audience and tell them what you're doing, what you're about.
Yes, my name is Gina Young, and I am the CEO of Centric Business Solutions, LLC, here in the Washington metro area. We provide accounting services to businesses in private industry, businesses that fall under the category of staffing companies and churches or faith organizations, nonprofits, government contractors, law firms, PR firms, you name it, we do it. We also have a presence in the federal government providing financial accounting and financial management support services in the federal government sector as well.
In the government sector. You know, we could do a whole 50 shows on government
Absolutely.
Contracting and how important it is to get into that space. I see a lot of talented people out here. They're doing things. They're doing great things, but when you move into that government sector, and I'm not just saying that's the only way to get from point A to point B, or even it's the best way, mm-hmm. but it's an alternative. It's an option that if you have, if you want to really make a big imprint, then looking at the government sector is a good way to go.
Absolutely.
And if you're not already, go to sams.gov mm-hmm. and go ahead and start the process of getting into the SAM, that's the do government work, to work with the federal government, you have to be registered on SAMs.
Yes.
So go ahead and do that today. Go ahead and start the process. And then once you do that, it opens up a boatload of other opportunities, including getting into the 8A program and so forth and so on. So welcome to the show, Gina.
Thank you.
Feel free to jump in and chime in on many of the topics we're going to cover today. Just glad to have you in the booth. Oh, I didn't wake you up too early this morning, did you?
Not at all. I'm accustomed to it.
It's like midday for you, right?
Oh, yeah. I've been up like 10 hours already.
Oh, so my God. Now, here's another lesson. Folks, it ain't going... We had a show not too long ago talking about making money while you sleep. Now, what I was saying, what I wanted to add, that I put a like a little comma there. Make money while you sleep, but... You don't have to be asleep. That time that you saved while you were sleeping, when you're awake, use that time to create some more opportunities.
That's right.
So you have to have these different streams of income.
Multiple streams of income is the name of the game.
There is no other way.
That's right.
I remember when I'm not going to tell you how I know I'm 100 years old, but...
You can look up 100.
You better look 100. Hey, wait. But when I was a kid, I mean, when I was first got out of college, you really got one job. You get out of school,
yeah.
The recruiters came to your campus, and you were sitting there like a nervous, all letting that nerve put your little suit on, put your little one suit on, and start your church for the one time that year.
Oh, yeah.
And then you get a job offer. And sometimes, back then, you were trying to get into like IBM and Xerox and Kraft Foods and some of these companies that were regularly recruiting on campus.
Yes.
You got into these positions, and you pretty much decided, once you got in, I mean, it was almost like there was no thought after that because you figured that was it.
That had already been laid out for
you. It's like you thinking 30 years down the road, you're going to get your gold watch and your retirement and so forth. That is so not now.
Not at all.
Oh, my goodness.
Things have changed drastically.
Things have changed, and they're going to continue to change.
For the good.
Well,
yes.
See, that's the thing, Gina. It depends on your perspective. To some people, change is bad.
That's true.
But if you don't manage change will manage you.
That's right.
Look at change as a bad thing.
That's right.
Even somebody like myself who has lived through all of these cycles of technology and brick and mortar and online and digital and social media, I have been like a Gila monster. It changes its colors.
Absolutely.
When it stands against the rocks. It looks like the rocks.
Yeah.
It gets in the bushes.
That's right.
It changes its color.
Like
to match
a chameleon.
Like a chameleon. That's exactly right. So you got to be a chameleon in this day and age, folks.
You
and
do.
That's why we bring in talented people who have meandered these different phases of business development and life. And we have no exception today in the booth. I want to thank my students. I was at Prince George's Community College this past Saturday. Had another wonderful class. I've been doing this now for almost 20 years. I said, good Lord, how busy. What the time is?
Time goes.
I feel like it was like 2 years ago I started over there. Well, anyway, I'm going on 20 years as an adjunct professor at Prince George's Community College, where I actually teach on marketing, social media, advertising, branding, networking. And so the class I did on this Saturday is like marketing strategies for today and tomorrow. And it covers just about everything. So I just want to do a quick shout out to Justin, Ernestine, Maisha, De Silva, Vincent, and Joseph. And it was just a few of the people that were in the class. And many of them have reached out to me since the class. To one, to say thank you, and I say thank you, thank them for coming to the class. But also to say that sometimes it just takes a spark. It just takes that spark to kick them to that next level.
That's right.
Because a lot of these folks, they were already working government.
Mm-hmm.
Some had been in like a private industry, and many were just kind of trying to find their way.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's not necessarily the content sometimes. Sometimes it's the context. Sometimes it's the inspiration. It's that little spark that says you can do it.
That's right.
And that's been the comment I've gotten most from the people who have reached out to me after the class. Now, they said they liked the class, too. But they said it was that spark that said, I can do this.
That's right.
Because I told them the story of how many things I've done. How much time do you have?
The list goes on.
Payphone, home delivery service, car sales, Orkin, Arthur, franchise consultant, web developer, diet food consultant. How much time do you have? But each thing you do is like a quilt. It's like a patch.
Exactly right.
In the life of your career.
That's right.
Nothing is thrown away.
That's
like we
right.
used to say down in the South, like a hog. You don't throw anything away.
Right.
From the head to the toe. You use everything. Use that experience in life, folks, the same way. We're going to come back in a moment. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to have Ms. Gina Young. She's going to talk about some of the things that are happening in the accounting world and how some of this new technologies and what's changed since the last time you guys talked about accounting. This is the Marketing Pulpit. We'll be right back after the break.
Washington, D.C.'s News Talk, 1450 AM WOL and 95.9 FM.
Good morning. This WOL traffic and weather update brought to you by the Foundation for a Better Life. 295 southbound, pretty slow right now, from Burroughs Avenue down to East Capitol Streets. On northbound 395 in the 3rd Street Tunnel, you're slow approaching New York Avenue at the end of the tunnel. On New York Avenue, we're okay right now, but inbound 50, as you head from Columbia Park Road to the District Line, a little slow, and just the usual amount of volume on inbound New York Avenue as you head from northeast into northwest. Winston Churchill's words stirred his country in the face of defeat. Today they inspire us to reach for our own victories. Commitment to pass it on from the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com. Now your WOL weather forecast for today. Mostly sunny, mild, a high near 68 degrees. Clear overnight tonight down to 50. Tomorrow partly cloudy in the morning and then becoming more cloudy later in the day. A high near 71. See for a storm for 1450 AM and 95.9 FM. WOL, where information is power.
All right, folks. This is the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. Here every Friday at 10:30 AM, bringing you the good marketing gospel. Folks keep saying, Robert, stop saying it that you don't save souls. Now, that wasn't my goal. But sometimes people have come to me and said, look, man, I was down on my luck. I felt like I couldn't go any further, and you picked me up. I think I got that from my dad, Gina. My dad was a Baptist minister. He was in the same church for about 51 years.
Wow.
And he'd be up there in the pulpit hooping and hollering and moonwalking and doing the James Brown split. And that's where I got a lot of this energy from.
That's right.
And so people would ask me often, when are you going to become a minister?
Wow.
When are you going to be called? Gina, I've been called.
Yeah.
I've been called to the ministry of empowering our people economically.
That's right. That's
okay?
Right.
When I was, my office was in Oxon Hill for many years, and I had a young lady. She used to sit outside my desk. She was my administrative assistant. And she came to me one day. She said, Mr. Gatewood, I don't know if you've noticed. And she said, pardon me for listening in on your conversation. I said, well, that's fine. That's your job. You sit out there to kind of keep the gate.
That's right.
She said, but seems like everybody comes in here say that they were sent to you by God.
Wow.
She said, I hear this so often. And I'm saying to myself, you notice it too. So I said to myself, if I get overly religious or reading too much into it, sometimes you're doing what you were put on this earth to do.
That's right.
And sometimes somebody has to come and remind you.
Yeah.
Because we're astray.
Yeah.
We'll
exactly
be going
right.
off in the woods doing something else and 100 different things, which we know you have to do. But what you want to do as a business developer is make them all relevant. Make them all contextual. You have a mission, a goal, an aim. As a matter of fact, when we talk about branding later on, I'm going to talk about how all that comes together into determining what you're actually going to be.
That's right.
Your brand is already in you.
It is.
You're out here looking somewhere. You're reading books and asking people. The brand starts inside
there.
You.
It does.
And it manifests itself in other ways.
That's right.
And what
I
you do, how you
that.
Look. Hell, we got them. We have a witness. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Where's
That's
that good
right.
old gospel music? I need some good old gospel music back in the background right now. Gina, I'd like to welcome you to the show. And you're listening to the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. I am Robert Gatewood, your host. I have in the studio Miss Gina Young. She's my guest host today. And she'll be with us throughout the show. The number is 1-800-450-7876. Now, in the old days, Gina, of the many things that I've done, I didn't even account this one. I was an accountant too. I know. I can't tell people this. Now, I'm going to share this with the audience, and hopefully, all my clients aren't listening, because they say, "Gatewood, you're a jack of all trades." So what I have to do?
And a master of all.
Well, okay, thank you. So when somebody's sitting in front of me, like I had a young lady call me yesterday. She was launching she actually has a service. She wants to take it to the next level.
Okay.
So she was really retaining my service. And I'm saying to myself, I wouldn't dare tell her all the things that I do.
Right.
I just told her about my marketing, my branding, my web, and my social media. It's all in that context, in that conversation.
Right.
And I thought telling her that I'm an accountant, I did pre-law, I'm a historian, I'm a political scientist, she would say, wait a minute. You can't be good at all that stuff.
Right, right.
Well, you can, but you just can't tell everybody.
Robert Gatewood.
Right. That's right. You can, but you just can't tell everybody. You better find you a lane and
know
stick
your
in
audience.
It.
Know your audience.
That's why sometimes people come to me and say, "Look, I'm doing hair. I know how to do teeth. I know how to do roofs. I can detail your car." Whoa, slow down. I'm going to give you permission to do everything you just said. Just don't try to do it all at the same
time
for the same audience.
That's right.
You might have to go over here in Virginia to be the roofer. You might have to go over to Baltimore to be the dentist. Because we're going to be looking at you kind of cross-eyed.
That's right.
All right, Jim. Anyway, I didn't mean to sidetrack you, but I was just saying, accounting was also one of those many hats that I wore at one time. I took a course at H&R Block. When I got out of college as a political scientist, I wanted to get my MBA, so I started taking accounting courses.
Right.
And I actually was the CFO for this company down in Virginia and had my own tax preparation business. I know. You saying, who is this brat? Who is this guy? I would share it with my audience. And if any of my clients listening, believe me, I am focused on your area of expertise. I would not be out doing roofs and selling cars.
And filling cavities.
That's all in the past. But accounting is so important to a business.
Yes, it is.
I deal with people of every stripe.
Yes.
And one of the things I often tell them when they come to me is, are you ready to do this?
Yeah.
Are you prepared?
Yeah.
And one of those areas of preparation seems to be, do you have your paperwork done, got your numbers right? Well, let me ask you this, though. Before I get into that, what made you do? I know you do a lot of things, too, but what made you decide?
Not
as bad as me. You just happen to be talented. You just don't do them all. But what made you decide to get into accounting?
My start in the accounting field began when I was just, 12 or 13 years old.
Wait a minute. What you talking about, Willis?
Back in Raleigh, Durham, North Carolina, my hometown.
That's where you're from?
Yeah, absolutely.
Home girl.
That's right. And my uncles and my grandfather at the time owned a couple of businesses.
Okay.
So, of course, all the grandchildren and nieces and nephews have to work in the business. Well, I was the one that my grandfather selected to do the bookkeeping.
Oh, my boy, you're
Now, my grandfather had a great school education, but ran a successful businesses. And so I started doing the bookkeeping for the business and fell in love with it, literally. Went to college, got a bachelor's degree in accounting and finance, went on to I moved up to D.C. to work for the Department of Defense as an auditor.
Wow.
And just fell in love with that intrigue of what happens with the numbers and where do these numbers come from.
Hey, Gene, I got a question for you.
Sure.
You know, as part of our marketing, we have to look at industries and people as left brain, right
Smart
brain and balanced brain.
Right.
Now, do you find yourself limited by being, do you find your creativity limited by being an accounting, such a a left brain industry?
I don't.
Okay.
I don't. Not at
all.
So
you can balance. So you probably have more balanced brain like myself.
I think so. Okay. I think so.
Because to be fascinated by it tells me that you probably have some creativity in you too.
Oh, absolutely.
So
absolutely.
Some people just look at it as accounting, you know, just follow the dot I cross T's.
Right. What do the principles tell you to do? Stick to those principles.
Right, right.
I like going a step further than that.
Okay.
You know, to come up with the solution.
Okay.
And so worked for years as a CFO and a VP of finance in corporate America here in the D.C. area, large global real estate companies and accounting firms. But I came to a place several years ago where I realized that I was always being asked quite frequently by church members and family friends to help them with their bookkeeping. Mm-hmm. They were starting businesses. They didn't know what to do.
Right.
They needed taxes done, kind of delved into that. And so I decided to start my business because I saw that there was a lack in our industries, various industries, where people would start businesses. They were good at making cupcakes and making clothes and selling cars and doing all those things. That was their passion. But the thing they were missing was they would have a cousin or a family member who was ill-equipped to do the books.
Got Big Mama doing the books.
Absolutely.
Big Mama should be making her pies,
and
not trying to do anybody's taxes.
And Big Mama's intent was there, but just not quite qualified. And then these business owners would get into trouble with Internal Revenue and you name it. And so I determined that I wanted to do something to help those businesses in the community.
Well, let me ask you this. What has changed since, I mean, you haven't been in business that long. You look like you're about 15, but let's just say, what has happened, what has changed in your opinion between when you got into the business and where we are right now?
Technology. By far.
Boy.
Technology moves so quickly. I remember being in college and we used to use ledger, green ledger paper.
Oh my goodness.
To do our accounting, right? And so
there was no Quicken.
There was no QuickBooks. There were no applications and platforms. And so the one thing that changes faster than anything else is the technology.
Mm-hmm.
And so what we offer our clients, and we basically work with our clients as a strategic partner, because we live in a time now where businesses want to reduce their rents, their rental costs.
Mm-hmm.
They want to, you know, people are doing remote work. They're working on the East Coast and the West Coast. And so businesses ask us to come in to actually be their strategic partner, to help them kind of with all of their accounting functions from cradle to grave and make sure that they do what they're supposed to do so they can focus on building their business. And so with all these platforms and the technology I mentioned, it makes our job much easier.
So it makes your job easier.
Absolutely.
So what about these people who still have their papers in a cigar box like my dad used to do? He used to take all the receipts and everything.
Oh, yeah.
We were working in a retail store, and my story was similar to yours, too, because my dad was a sharecropper, and he would had us out in the field. And I was only like 8 years old, so I wasn't much use in the field.
Right.
So he stuck me in the store, and I became running the store at the age of 8 years old. Very similar to your story.
Yeah.
So I had to keep the books.
That's right.
And I was horrible at it. That's probably why we're not in business. We should have caught you to found you. You probably had a better head for the numbers. But what do you do with these people who come to you with this big old stack of papers that they're not technological? They're still doing it the old way. They're behind. I mean, how do you help these kind of folks?
You know, you hold their hands. You walk them through the process, and you paint the picture for them of how their life could be so much easier and so much more efficient by kind of transitioning from paper. We're living in a paperless society.
Right.
So much is done paperless, and so that's how we operate to the extent possible. So it may take a little while to conform or to transform business owner to understanding that, you know, you don't need all that paper. As long as you have a bank statement, as long as you have your credit card statements and all those things, you're good.
Would you say that if staying where they are in that old way of doing things, that's not an option? They do have to move over?
Have to. If you want your business to grow and excel and expand, you have to kind of move with the times. And that's kind of what companies like mine can bring to a business.
Okay.
You know, we stay on top of the latest and greatest technology. You know, we have, you know, staff that are well equipped to keep up. They know what's going on, the changes and regulations and laws. So, yeah.
Well, I tell you what, hang on there, Gina. We're going to come back in a moment, let you give out your information, how people can find out more about you, and stick around. We're going to have coming up Dr. Mildred Charles. She's going to talk about some career options and educational options for the young people and old. This is the Marketing Pulpit. The number is 1-800-450-7876. Call us. We'll be right back after the break.
Washington, D.C.'s News Talk, 1450 AM WOL and 95.9 FM.
How can I help my daughter with her reading?
One Incorporated or their management.
All right, this is the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. We're talking the numbers over here. We're talking about the numbers. Folks, if you have a business, you're thinking about starting one, this is the show you want to tune in to every Friday at 10:30 a.m. We have a lot. This country is, we're at a strange place in this country right now. There seems to be a blurring of the line between what's factual and what's not. There seems to be no middle ground anymore. So what we've also been able to do on this show is to bring things back to reality. We like to talk about things like what's happening in the news. We talked about quite a few things after the election. We've talked about, but there's a lot of things going on right now. They just released the JFK files from the assassination that happened back 1963 in November. We also have heard people talking about the opioid problems. Mm-hmm. The problem I have with the opioid problems is, where was all this compassion when crack was out here having the same effects on people? It was just affecting a different demographic. So I have a problem, a serious problem with that. And I bet you now, if they say, look, let's throw cocaine and crack into the same field and let's help the people that are on crack and cocaine as well, I bet that opioid money would dry up tomorrow. It's so much hypocrisy in this country. Anyway, that's going on. We got the thing with the WikiLeaks. So there's a lot of things going on, folks. So we'd like to keep you abreast of that and just watch what's going on there. And we will be tackling these topics and make them relevant to what's happening with you. Because everything is holistic in society now. Everything affects everything else. You can have the best business idea in the world, but if your country is going to hell in a handbasket, then what good is it going to be? So we have to kind of keep you abreast of what's going on in business and otherwise. I have in the studio Miss Gina Young. She has she's an accountant. She's done accounting in the government space. She's worked with businesses. She's worked for corporate America. She sounds like a version of me. She sounds like she's done a lot of things. Now she hasn't done as many things as I'm, and I'm not bragging about it. I'm not even proud of it. But she's a very good accountant, obviously. And let people know quickly. We're going to talk to you more about accounting as we before we get off the air, but before we get to Ms. Charles, let people know about your company and how they can find you.
Yes, my business is Centric Business Solutions, LLC. We're here in the Washington, D.C. metro area. Our phone number is 202-827-7444. Website is www.centricbiz.com.
All right, folks. That's Ms. Gina Young. And Gina will be with us throughout the show today. Now, we're going to switch gears here quickly, but everything is relevant. As I said, we live in a society where everything affects everything else. I run into young people all the time. As a matter of fact, there's a young man working for me right now. He has a full-time job at Walmart, but I have him on my contractor list as a person who can do web work, and so I give him work. I have him on a regular, it's like a schedule. But he hasn't said it yet, but I know for a fact he might work for me maybe 2 or 3 days a week, sometimes just a couple of days a week, and sometimes just 1 day a week. I know for a fact he makes more money in that 1 day than he makes in his Walmart job for the entire week. And that's not me bragging. It's just I'm saying that maybe during the course of his when the guidance counselor talked to this young man, somebody may have told him, said, look, maybe you're not ready for college, so your fate now is designated to maybe doing something different. Well, we have a young lady on the phone right now who say that we need to start introducing some of these options to people now at an earlier age and let them know that it's not just a college or Walmart. And I'm not knocking any folks at Walmart, because many people at Walmart are they're using that as side income. Some are very happy doing that, and they're making a contribution. But I think you need to have all the options. Welcome to the show, Dr. Mildred Charles.
Well, thank you so much, Mr. Gatewood, for allowing me to be on the show, and I'd like to say happy Friday to you and your guest, and to you and your audience.
Well, thank you.
And yeah, I'm just happy to be here.
And say hello to Gina Young. She's also in the studio.
Good morning.
Yes, hi, Ms. Young. How are you? Happy
I'm well,
Friday.
Thank you. How are you?
Hey, I'm good, thank you.
You know what, Dr. Charles, I was joking with Gina about all the different things we've done and how we... You have to have all these different income streams. Now, Gina, she's very talented and diverse, but I'm pretty sure very few people have gone down as many rabbit holes as I've gone down. But I also know that you're a person who lets no grass grow under her feet as well. I see you burning the midnight oil often. I know you have your footprint in many areas. So tell us a little bit about you and what you do and what brought you to the point where you are today on this show.
Okay, well, that's always a loaded question. well, the thing is that I work as an adjunct instructor.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I do for, you know, a living in terms of making my livelihood.
Mm-hmm.
I have several contracts with different schools. So I do teach in higher education.
Mm-hmm.
And I really enjoy it. I love it. But at the same time, I do some consulting. And then I also do career coaching.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's with the career coaching that has actually brought me to this point. I had a job many years ago that, you know, was making tons of money, I thought that that was success.
Mm-hmm.
But then I started, you know, realizing there has to be more, and I was just mm-hmm. not happy. So I just started, you know, doing some research because, you know, the depression started sinking in because, you know, I was making all this money. I had all these toys, and I had the status. I had the education, but something was missing.
Mm-hmm.
And really what it was is that I just didn't have the satisfaction. It didn't make me feel like I didn't feel connected to what it was that I was doing.
Amen.
And when I, yes.
You have, you are telling the story of just about every successful and passionate person. You know, there's some things in life, there's just a blueprint. There's like whether you plan it or whether just mm-hmm. by happenstance. This story tells itself over and over again. There
yes.
has to be that passion. You have to be put on this
you
earth
to
do something besides get a paycheck. Because if that's all you doing, that's all you're working for, that's really all you're going to get. And most people are going to find out that's not enough.
And when you find out that it's not enough, unfortunately, sometimes it you know, you have a choice to make, and the choice is you either deal with it and just, mm-hmm. you know, don't, you know, you just let bygones be bygones, or you make a move.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just getting to the point where my health was really starting to affect me mentally, so that I took a risky move, and that's why I just decided that I needed to do something else. But at the same time, it's like, as you just mentioned, a lot of people go through that. And what I've learned through this process is that we don't have to, you know, just accept things the way they are. We have a short time here on this earth, and it and really does come to finding out what it is that we're supposed to be doing. And the concern that I have is that, you know, we're told that we have to take the four-year route, which is nothing wrong with it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've done it. My daughter, there's nothing wrong with it. But what I'm finding is that we have a lot of young people who are being left behind because
yes.
they can't answer those questions
mm-hmm.
immediately right when they get out of high school. And the pressure of and the expectations of you've got to take this four-year college route it causes young people to kind of get stuck.
Hmm.
And you know, Mr. Gatewood, as you know, we're adults, you know how that feels when we start to feel like we're stuck and we don't have options.
And
the concern is that, you know, too many young people are feeling that nowadays. And, you know, they've got more life than we do. And the concern is that we've got to help them realize that they have options.
But you know
and
what?
That they don't have to be feel that way.
What you said, I'm going to tell you why I feel that's very important, because as adults, we're able to process it and deal with it more mm-hmm. because we have life experience on our side.
Yes. Exactly.
But when you have a young person who's at that pivotal point in his or her life,
And then they feel like at this early age, they're already reaching this roadblock, this yes. brick wall. I've either got to go here, or I'm doomed to a life of working in factories or digging ditches or whatever. Not anything wrong with that, but I'm just saying, they don't feel like they have those options. We know now because we've been out here around enough things to know that, man, you can do anything you want to. But young people really don't know that. They really don't.
Yes. And we've done, you know, we as parents, we want only we want the best for our child. We, you know, and what we know is that, okay, you go and you do the school, get your job, you know, get your degree, and then get a job. Mm-hmm. But what the research, unfortunately, and I don't mean to be the bearer of bad news, there is a national crisis that's going on in this country that we as a community, we as a people are not talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And that issue is the issue of college completion.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, and these are studies that you know, continue reports that continue to be, lots of reports that are continually being released about these numbers. And one of the saddest parts is that 63% of African-American students who go off to college are not able to graduate after 6 years.
Wow.
That's
a big number. Wow.
That's a huge number. And, you know, the sad part about it is that we don't realize that, you know, there's a problem. And so we, as long as our kids are off, you know, and, you know, we can get them in, the issue that again, the research is showing is that the middle-class families are the ones who are being impacted because the middle-class families are, you know, if you're making X amount of dollars, you're not going to get the financial aid
right,
money that you
yeah.
need.
Mm.
So true.
Good Lord, you're talking.
And then what ends up happening is the expected family contribution, you know, they'll package it so that your child can get to school and you make it through maybe year one, year two. But then once you have to keep taking those parent student loans and maybe there's something else going on, you know, after a while, $30,000 out of your pocket or, you know, it starts to add up. So that has a lot to do with why our kids are not completing. And, you know, and we're not talking about this. And the problem is that, you know, there's, as you just mentioned, Mr. Gatewood, there are opportunities out there. And the question that I'm raising that I want your audience to think about is the 4-year college route the only, I mean, the middle class success?
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm going to jump into the end because we're in the interest of time, but there's a career, you have a conference coming up that's actually going to answer those questions and many others. Tell us about the conference.
Yes, I'm so sorry about that. Yes, we have a conference. It's called the Career Options Conference. It's our third year that we're doing it. It's going to be held next Saturday at Wise High School in Upper Marlboro, and the theme is called Exploring Multiple Pathways to Career Success. It starts at 9 o'clock. We have two different sessions with different breakout panels. We have some wonderful keynote speakers. Angela Alsobrooks will be there. We have Congressman Anthony Brown who will also be there. We have Joshua and Jimmy Jenkins from Jenkins Brothers. They're filmmakers, and they're affiliated with the First Baptist Church of Glen Arden. And then we also have Gabrielle Jordan, who's a young entrepreneur, and just a number of other speakers, Jim Coleman from EDC. And basically what's happening is that people are starting to realize that we have to, you know, also start the conversation and stop focusing only on the college-ready piece. The average age nowadays, for what people don't realize, is that the average age of a college student is not 18 years old. It's actually 25.
Wow.
That's the average age.
Wow.
So what we're trying to do with this conference is just, you know, talk about different pathways that lead to success, because it's not just one path. And so we just want to start the conversation and the dialogue and help parents, and especially young people, realize that they're not alone, that there's nothing wrong with them, that all they need is just information and a little bit of guidance, And that's what we're hoping this conference will do, to kind of raise that awareness and then lead them to the programs, services, and resources that are available, okay, you know, on the county level, state level, national level.
Hey, Dr. Charles,
to help them.
Hang on a second. When we come back, I want you to give out the information on how people can find out more and how to reach you. We're going to take a quick break, so hang on a second, okay? We'll be right back after the break. You're listening to The Marketing Pulpit. I have Dr. Mildred Charles talking about career options, and we also have in the studio Gina Young talking about accounting. This is The Marketing Pulpit. We'll be right back after the break.
Good morning. This WOL Traffic Update brought you.
All right, folks, this is The Marketing Pulpit. I have in the studio, this is Gina Young. I am Robert Gatewood. I have on the line Dr. Mildred Charles. Don't forget to support our sponsors, BLE Executive Suites. If you have an office need, some of you guys are sitting out there, you're meeting people in the parking lot at Tasty Free. People think you're a drug dealer. You better get yourself into a bona fide, at least look like you have a business, because I'm telling you, folks, you're competing against, matter of fact, I'm going to talk about competition coming up in a future show, but you're competing against real companies, so you have to look like a real company. So get yourself an office, or if you can't get an office on a regular basis, you can rent them by the hour, by the week, by the month. Call BLE Executive Suites at blesuites.com or call them at 301-322-1700. Ask for Miss Bernadette Clay over there. Tell her Robert Gatewood sent you. And have her to give you a free walkthrough. Also, take advantage of those great meeting rooms. If you have a conference or a webinar or a workshop, call them, 301-322-1700 or blesuites.com. Having a student on the line, Dr. Mildred Charles, she's talking about these career options. I was talking to my co-host here, and we were talking about some of the real-life challenges that young people are up against. They feel like if they don't go to college, then they got to go hang on the street and do something that's untoward or nefarious. Dr. Charles is telling us that's not the case. Tell us once again how people can find out more about this conference that's coming up.
Yes, they can go on eventbrite.com, and they can search for Career Options Conference.eventbrite.com.
Oh.
And once they get there, they can register. The event is free. We have free Chick-fil-A breakfast in the morning. We have an iPad giveaway.
Hey, can I call?
We have some Visa gift cards. I mean, we've got a lot of wonderful incentives that we would love, you know, to basically, you know, give away as incentives just for their participation.
Hey, Dr. Charles, can I put on my beanie cap and come and get some of that free Chick-fil-A breakfast?
Yes, absolutely. But you have to be there by 9.
All right.
It's only for the first 300 people.
Okay. Well, sounds like you're going to have a good crowd there. And you have some very heavyweight people going to be showing up. So I'm glad to see that you've gotten some some people who can impact this challenge, this issue. Congressman Brown and also Brooke and people like that who have really threw their head on behind this process. And I'm glad to see you out here spearheading it and people like yourself out here making a difference. And like you said, folks, we can make all the money we can, but when we're put in this ground, when it's all over, you got to look back over your life and say, what did I do to help other people? And that's really what matters. That is really what matters. That's why I like having people like you on the show, Dr. Charles. And thank you again. If anything else we can do to help you, by all means, you have a friend in the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much.
All
have
right.
A great weekend. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All
right. Okay. Dr. Mildred Charles, folks, this is a crisis. As she said, I was really floored by those statistics, Gina, that, wow, I thought, I mean, we knew. We got this, we need blinders on.
Yeah.
We sometimes people spoon feed us information, or they have us believing things because that's the way it should be. But sometimes that is just not reality.
Not at all.
All this money and time that's wasted.
Yep.
And if you knew that you had some options going into it, a lot of parents would probably take a different route.
Absolutely.
They say, wait a minute, I'm going to do what? I'm going to spend all this money, and you're only going to go through the first 2.5 years?
That's right.
And then I got to pull you out?
That's right.
And start over? I've wasted this time, this money? Let these kids go out here and get a trade. Let them go out here and learn a craft. Get some certification. Then they may decide after a year or two, now I can go, I'm ready for college now.
I'm ready. That's right.
I got some money, got some skills. I know which direction I'm going in. Wow. That's why a lot of people go into the military. And
that's
I've never
exactly
been a, I'm
right.
not a big fan of the military. But one thing the military does, it kind of lets you know who you are before you go out here and start spending money.
That's right. That's
you come out there. You're gonna
you get paid.
And you get paid to do
who
it.
You are.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. So thank you, Dr. Charles. All right, folks. This is the Marketing Pulpit. If you have any questions, by all means, call us. The number is 301. No, that's my office number. Matter of fact, since we're talking about my office, my company, Gatewood Marketing, we provide marketing, business development services, social media, and web advertising, anything you need to get your business off the ground or to the next level. This week, I'm just going to tell you, I've had a pretty good week because I've had quite a few people to reach out to me. And going back to that giving back and doing what you love, I've had two extremes this week. I just have to tell you, so I have two extremes this week. One young lady, she came to see me, and I knew darn well she did not have the money to pay for my service.
Right, right.
She did not. She was still trying to decide what she wanted to do. She was an older lady, and she had done a lot of things in life, and she was kind of at that point where it's like, I'm just running out of options and running out of time. Mm-hmm. I told her to come to my office, and I said, and I had a very busy day going. I'm telling you. Phones were ringing. I'm in the middle of a government contract down the hall. But I wanted her to come in and let her know that there was somebody out here that was willing to take the time and share. Kind of give her that little spark
Wonderful.
She needed.
That's right. And sometimes that's all people need.
And tell me, calm is something. So I'm saying to myself, wow, man, I've killed a lot of time this week. The tills had not exactly been ringing.
Right.
I mean, a brother could use a break right about
okay.
now. Yesterday, out of the blue, I get a call from one of my attorney friends and clients referred a young lady to me. And she is in the process of trying to blow her company up nationwide.
That's wonderful.
Gina, she retained me the same within the half hour after we talked.
Wonderful.
And I said to myself, that was because
you took the time.
I took the time with this other person at the beginning of the week.
That's right.
And this is not to pat myself on the back, folks. I'm telling you, you need to do more of that in your life.
That's right.
And don't get me preaching up here on now. This is the Marketing Pulpit. I'll preach on you.
Preach.
Get off of this. I'm just trying to make a buck. The only reason I've been on this air for 8 years is because I am doing this. Nobody is paying me to do this. I am doing this out of my pocket because I want people to do better. I want our community to do better. And you don't have to have a radio show. You don't have to be a government contractor. Just do what you can where you are.
That's right.
Do what you can where you are, and that is the only way our community is going to do better and reach that economic empowerment that we are constantly striving for.
Which is so critical.
Daggone it. All right. Anyway, sorry, folks. I had to get on the pulpit for a minute.
Amen.
Every now and then, I had to take my robe off. Had to
Amen.
Put my robe on, get out the shouting shoes.
Amen.
All right, folks. Let's talk about branding for a minute. I have in the studio Gina Young. Gina, thank you for joining me today.
Absolutely.
Now, I know before I jumped into that, quickly, before I get into that, what advice would you give to somebody what accounting advice? You got one nugget you want to drop on folks who are about to start a business.
Accounting advice? I think this is more than accounting advice. It's more business advice.
Okay.
And that is when you're thinking about starting a business, and this is for the startup company, for the company that's been around for 10, 20 years,
mm-hmm.
accounting services is critical.
Right.
It is a necessity
mm.
for your business to grow
not
and do
an option.
Well. It's not an option.
Okay.
Not if you want to do well
okay.
and be in compliance. It is a necessity for the survival of your business.
Right.
And while most people don't think so, it will save you money.
Mm-hmm.
It will save you money. Let me say that a third time. It will save you money
okay.
to have adequate accounting services. And it'll just make your business more efficient.
That's enough for me.
One of the things I tell people all the time, people that want to kind of take shortcuts, you can either pay now or pay more later.
Hello.
Because it will come a time
Breach.
When something happens,
Breach.
The internal revenue, you haven't filed your taxes, they're threatening to shut you down.
Hey, Jim.
So,
you preaching too. Let me get my challenge shoes on. We got business church going on today, bro.
Okay.
Hey, Reverend Gina.
It's converging, business and the ministry.
All right. That's why we call it the Marketing Pulpit.
That's right.
All right, folks. Quickly, let me talk about branding real fast here. Because I've had these two dynamic guests. I'm just kind of putting my little stuff on the back burner here. But I'm gonna touch on this because I did let people know I was going to talk about branding.
Yeah.
Let's start with branding. If you want to find out where your brand is, dig down to why you decide to get into the business in the first place. Who are you? What are your views? What's your vision? What's your culture?
Mm.
What are the promises you plan to make to the customers and the people you plan to serve? That's where your branding starts.
That's true.
Now, what you see, the manifestation of it, at your quality, your type of service, whether you're innovative, your pricing, high or low, the look and feel, such as your logo, and ultimately what type of customers you want to attract. That's how the that's the outcome of the branding. And then there's the physical manifestation of it. You get yourself a logo, and sometimes that logo might have the colors, mm-hmm. might have the look, the feel, whether you're contemporary, cutting edge, whether you're conservative. Those are the kind of things that just, that's the part that people see, because
that's
sometimes
right.
they don't know what's in your heart. So you have to kind of make it a visual, an
that's
iconic
right.
representation of who you are. What are some of the benefits of branding? Why brand? Why can't I just go out here and start running ads? Well, branding falls into that, what we call direct, indirect advertising or communication. It's great for things like name recognition. If you wonder why you see these signs on the side of the building, that's branding. They're trying to put that name out there. Customer loyalty, great benefit of branding. Cross-selling, upselling. If somebody comes to Gina for one thing, but she's selling something else, if her brand is strong, they're going to cross-sell, and they're going to also upsell and refer her to other people.
That's
reputation,
right.
great for branding. Credibility, a strong brand is seen as more credible. Give you that competitive edge over somebody who's not branded. Enhance the lifetime value of your customers. Somebody who spends $100 may end up spending $1,000 because of a strong brand. And it's a good barrier to entry. Now, what are some of the tools that help you brand? PR, social media, search engines, specialty items, radio interviews like we're doing today, sponsorships of events, and last but not least, folks, give back. Don't just give back because you're doing it because Robert Gates would say it's going to help your brand. Do it because you mean it.
That's right.
It is part of who you are. It comes back to where we started. Who are you? What's in that heart of yours? That has a lot to do with how you'll be seen by the public and what your brand will ultimately be. It's a circle, folks. If it's a good circle, if you follow that circle, success is just a matter of time, folks.
That's right.
I don't tell anybody not to go after the money, but don't put the money first.
That's right.
Because if you do, it's actually going to hurt your brand.
The money will come.
The money will come. Gina, I want to thank you for joining me today. You have been a great co-host.
Thank you so much for having
folks,
me.
Folks, go to Marketing Pulpit. I have information about my guest always on the homepage. So go to marketingpulpit.com. Also visit us on Twitter, visit us on Facebook, Instagram. And folks, don't forget to call me. I'm Robert Gatewood. Call me at 301-839-2836 for your marketing and branding needs. And folks, if you want to be successful, you got to do these three things. Do the right thing at the right time, and you got to do it right. Enough talk. Let's get to work.
Washington, D.C.'s News Talk, 1450 AM WOL and 95.9 FM.